How to keep your teeth while stranded on an island. Imagine waking up one morning to find yourself stranded on a deserted island. You don't remember how you got there, but the reality of your situation hits you hard. The island is beautiful yet perilous, with dense forests, rugged cliffs, and a seemingly endless expanse of ocean surrounding you. Survival becomes your only priority. For most, the immediate concerns would be food, water, and shelter. But for Lisa, a woman who has always been meticulous about her oral hygiene, keeping her teeth healthy becomes a mission of its own. Lisa wakes up to the sound of waves crashing against the shore and the calls of unfamiliar birds. Her first thought is to explore her surroundings, but she quickly realizes the gravity of her predicament. Over the following days, Lisa forages for food, finds a freshwater source, and builds a makeshift shelter. She watches the island's wildlife, learns to fish, and discovers edible plants. Survival becomes a routine, but one challenge looms large: how to maintain her dental health with no access to modern conveniences like toothpaste and toothbrushes. As time passes, Lisa's determination to keep her teeth clean sets her apart. While others might have let oral hygiene slip, she remains focused, using her resourcefulness to find alternative ways to care for her teeth. This is her way of holding on to a semblance of normalcy in a world that has drastically changed. Lisa's journey on the island is not just about physical survival, but also about preserving her health and dignity. With no toothpaste and toothbrushes in sight, she faces the challenge head-on, determined to find solutions in the most unexpected places. Lisa's dental survival strategies. 1. Scavenge for dental supplies. One of Lisa's first missions is to gather essential dental supplies. She focuses on finding toothbrushes. Lisa understands the importance of replacing toothbrushes every 3 months. She collects as many as she can find, knowing they will become scarce. Toothpaste. Any available toothpaste is a valuable find. When it runs out, Lisa turns to natural alternatives like baking soda. Dental floss is lightweight and easy to carry, essential for removing food particles and preventing gum disease. Mouthwash. Alcohol-based mouthwash becomes a rare but cherished find for killing bacteria. 2. DIY dental care solutions. With conventional supplies running low, Lisa gets creative with her dental care. Baking soda. When toothpaste runs out, Lisa uses baking soda. She mixes a teaspoon with a few drops of water to form a paste for brushing. Saltwater rinse. Lisa uses a saltwater solution to reduce bacteria and soothe inflamed gums. Herbs. Lisa discovers that certain herbs like cloves and neem have antibacterial properties. Chewing on neem sticks or applying clove oil helps alleviate tooth pain and combat bacteria. 3. Maintain a balanced diet. Lisa understands that nutrition is crucial for dental health. Despite the limited resources, she prioritizes foods that are good for her teeth. High calcium foods. Lisa seeks out foods rich in calcium like fish bones and leafy greens to strengthen her teeth. Fruits and vegetables. Fresh produce is scarce, but Lisa knows they are vital for maintaining gum health and cleaning teeth naturally. Crunchy vegetables like carrots and apples help remove plaque. Avoid sugary foods. Lisa limits her intake of sweets and sugary foods to prevent tooth decay. Stay hydrated. Lisa knows that water is essential for overall health and dental hygiene. Drinking water helps wash away food particles and bacteria. She purifies water by boiling it or using any available natural filtration methods. 4. Practice good oral hygiene. Even on the island, Lisa maintains a strict oral hygiene routine. Brush regularly. She aims to brush at least twice a day for 2 minutes each time, using any available toothpaste or baking soda. Floss daily. Flossing removes food particles that a toothbrush can't reach, preventing plaque buildup and gum disease. Rinse your mouth. Lisa uses a saltwater rinse or mouthwash when available to kill bacteria and freshen her breath. 5. Protect your teeth. Lisa is cautious to prevent dental injuries. Avoid using teeth as tools. She never uses her teeth to open coconuts or shells, as this can cause chips or fractures. Be cautious with hard foods. Lisa avoids chewing on bones or hard objects that can break her teeth. 6. Emergency dental care. If a dental emergency arises, Lisa is prepared. Toothache. She rinses with warm salt water and applies a cold compress to reduce swelling. If she has clove oil, she applies it to the affected area. Broken tooth. Lisa rinses with warm water and keeps any broken pieces. If a tooth is knocked out, she tries to place it back in its socket or keeps it in a natural saline solution until she can seek help. Infection. Suspecting an infection, Lisa rinses with salt water and uses any available natural antibiotics, knowing untreated infections can be life-threatening. Conclusion. In a situation where you're stranded on an island, maintaining dental health is not just about comfort, but survival. Lisa's dedication to oral hygiene, even in the face of such dire circumstances, is a testament to her resilience and determination. By scavenging for supplies, practicing good oral hygiene, and being mindful of her diet, Lisa keeps her teeth healthy, proving that even when isolated and far from civilization, there are some things worth fighting for. Keeping your teeth on a deserted island might seem like a secondary concern, but it is crucial for long-term survival. Dental health impacts overall health significantly. An untreated dental issue can quickly become a severe problem without access to professional care. Lisa's strategies showcase the importance of adaptability and resourcefulness. She highlights that even when the world you knew is gone, taking care of your teeth should remain a priority. Good oral hygiene helps prevent infections that could weaken your body's ability to fend off other illnesses, which is vital when medical resources are limited. Lisa's story emphasizes that keeping your teeth on a deserted island is about more than just avoiding pain or discomfort. It's about maintaining a semblance of normalcy and control in an uncontrollable world. When brushing her teeth with baking soda or using a saltwater rinse, Lisa is doing more than just cleaning her mouth. She's asserting her humanity and dignity against the chaos. These small acts of self-care can provide psychological benefits, boosting morale and mental resilience, which are just as important as physical health in a survival scenario. Moreover, Lisa's emphasis on using herbs and natural remedies reflects the necessity of knowledge and preparedness. Learning about alternative dental care methods can be a lifesaver when conventional products are no longer available. Her innovative approaches to keeping her teeth clean and healthy serve as a valuable lesson for anyone looking to survive in harsh conditions. On a deserted island, where every resource is precious and every decision matters, taking care of your teeth can mean the difference between life and death. Keeping your teeth on a deserted island is also about preventing long-term complications. Dental problems left untreated can lead to severe infections, which, in a survival situation, could be fatal. By prioritizing her dental health, Lisa ensures that she remains physically capable of facing the daily challenges of survival. Strong teeth and healthy gums contribute to her ability to eat whatever food she can find, essential for maintaining her strength and energy. In summary, Lisa's journey on the deserted island highlights the critical importance of maintaining dental hygiene under extreme conditions. Her story is a powerful reminder that even in the most desperate times, caring for your teeth is an integral part of survival. By following Lisa's example and implementing her strategies, anyone can keep their teeth healthy, ensuring they stay resilient in the face of unimaginable challenges. So stay vigilant, stay healthy, and keep smiling, even when stranded in the middle of nowhere.